You're listening to SBS News.
Australia is now joining the party when it comes to taking real action on climate change under the Quad. And really, I think that the Biden White House administration will be the country that is most pleased about that.
That's Dr. Wesley Morgan, a climate diplomacy expert and research fellow at the Griffith Asia Institute, reacting to new Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's stated ambitions for new policies on climate change. The Prime Minister is attending the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, or Quad, in Japan, where he'll be joined by the leaders of the United States, India, and Japan. Mr. Albanese says it was important for him to attend, even though the counting of votes in the federal election is not yet complete, because it signals a change in direction.
The Quad leaders meeting is an absolute priority for Australia, and it enables us to send a message to the world that there is a change of government. There will be some changes in policy, particularly with regard to climate change and our engagement with the world.
The Quad countries have established a climate working group to cut emissions in the Indo-Pacific region and help countries in the region respond to the climate crisis. For countries like Tuvalu, a group of small coral islands about midway between Hawaii and Australia, the question of climate change is far from academic. Two of Tuvalu's nine islands are already on the verge of being swallowed by rising sea levels and coastal erosion. Most of the islands sit barely 3 metres above sea level. Tuvalu's former Prime Minister and the current leader of the opposition, Enele Sopoanga.
Countries like Tuvalu that are completely flat, it's already bad. The situation is dire.
Mr. Sopoanga told SBS News that he hopes the change of government in Australia will bring better news for his country and other Pacific Island nations.
I hope that Australia, under the government of Prime Minister Albanese, the leadership of Penny Wong, who I know, would hear the voice of the Pacific Island countries better and perhaps listen to the voice of all the Pacific Island countries.
Mr. Sopoanga is not alone in hoping for a change in direction from Australia. In a statement, His Excellency Anote Tong, the former president of Kiribati, congratulated Mr. Albanese on his electoral victory, but was direct in his appeal for change.
It is no secret that I have been disappointed with the attitudes of the previous Australian government towards the Pacific on a number of fronts, including climate change. My hope is that we will see stronger and more urgent climate action from the incoming government, including a more ambitious emissions reduction target, ramped up support for climate vulnerable communities in the Pacific, and most importantly, a commitment to no new coal and gas projects in Australia.
And Fiji's Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, tweeted in a similar vein when congratulating Mr. Albanese.
Of your many promises to support the Pacific, none is more welcome than your plan to put the climate first. Our people's shared future depends on it.
Enele Sopoanga emphasises that Australia's next moves and the targets the government sets itself are extremely important.
It is also critical that the new government would come up with a proper timetable, revise the timetable to step up its actions back at home in terms of reducing its greenhouse gas emissions and also its policy on coal mining and opening up new coal mining in Australia.
Dr. Wesley Morgan from the Griffith Asia Institute told SBS there is room for improvement, even in the Labour Party's stated aims. But he says the language that's being used gives him hope for the future, particularly as the push for a change in policy is being driven by the electorate themselves.
There's a real thirst for action on climate change across the Australian electorate. So I suspect that in coming years, in this electoral term, the federal government will reconsider its level of ambition and hopefully will be much higher. Albanese has certainly said that he wants to see Australia become a renewable energy superpower, and I think that's very important language. That's a real shift in approach to climate change, seeing climate action as an economic and strategic opportunity for Australia.
In just a few weeks' time, Australia has a chance to interact with other Pacific leaders at the Pacific Islands Forum in July. Dr. Morgan believes that will be a chance to build, or at least repair, some bridges.
There will almost certainly be something of a reset in the relations between Australia and the Pacific, as would happen when you have any new government. And the Albanese government has announced a range of things for new Pacific policy, including increased aid, including increased opportunities for labour mobility and migration. But the centrepiece probably will be on climate and putting two Pacific leaders, the idea of working together to press the rest of the world to take action on climate change.
Dr. Morgan welcomes the change in direction, saying Australia has been a global embarrassment for far too long. Alan Lee, SBS News.